So tonight we want to talk to you about the kingdom of heaven and how the kingdom of heaven is revealed to us line upon line based on the word of God. Everything we release from the service is always backed up by the word of God. Prophecies are backed up by the word of God. The word of God is also backed up by prophecy. Amen. The laying on of hands, the words of knowledge are always backed up by the Spirit of God in this house, in this sanctuary. So we want to talk to you a little bit about this, the kingdom of heaven and how God takes us line upon line, precept upon precept. And we're going to break it down for you. And there's a lot here, so I'm going to move really quick. So please pay attention. If there's anybody sitting next to you bugging you, just elbow them. Tell them to leave you alone. Ah, over on this side already? All right. And so throughout the scriptures, saints, we understand and we see how God is so perfected in giving to us what he gives us. And so throughout the scriptures, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, God is without excuse. Everything he has for us is found in his word. Amen? So I wanted to ask you to join me here tonight and focus in on Matthew 6, where God reveals his sovereignty, his supreme power and authority towards you and I, his beloved. And how God uses a full and complete direction for putting, how we are to take a full and complete direction for putting God first in everything that he asks us to do. Saints, and this is not a religious thing, and it's just not even doctrine. The idea that God wants us to make him our priority. Amen. And I can say that because God's word reveals to us that he has made us his priority. Amen. And when it's done, a spiritual directive is activated with provisions, providing for the believer by God himself, where the Holy Spirit, as the one who will take you line upon line, precept upon precept, as depicted in the word of God. Now, please stay with me tonight. It's kind of a combination of teaching the word and then releasing prophetic utterances here. So please stay with us. The line upon line and precept upon precept is recorded in Isaiah 28. And it reflects the sovereignty. Hear this, please. It reflects the sovereignty of God as supreme power and authority to a people who he loves unconditionally. That is you and I. Amen. And here's the breakdown. Precept is a command. It's something that is appointed to a believer. It's a charge. It's a duty. It's a mandate. An official commission from God himself with his authority to act in a certain way. And you can find the precepts, the commands of God in the ministry of Jesus as he took each day and each step his Father had given him. Everything that the Father instructed Jesus to do, he took it in the direction that God was given to him. And he walked in the sovereignty of God and the supreme power of Abba himself. Please get this in your spirit tonight. Because God wants you to walk out of here tonight with an understanding. That same sovereignty of God that was in the life of Jesus, that was in the lives of the patriarchs of the Old Testament and even into the New Testament church is in each one of you. You're going to hear a lot of that tonight from Brother Michael. You know, this has been on me for 2 days, and I'm not, how can I say, I'm not judging anybody or criticizing anybody, but there was this time when I was just going on and on and on and talking really fast and speaking tongues really fast, and then the Lord had me stop. And this is a personal thing. He says, let that spiritual language become a conversation with me. And I went, okay, not just rambling on. And although that spiritual language will have its effect, but something happens when you allow that language, when you allow the Holy Spirit to just bring that peace upon you where you begin to and truly have a conversation with God. And I say that because a lot of times when we just go in the spirit, like going on and on like that, we don't hear God or we don't get the interpretation. But what I've learned over the years, the slower I speak in that gift language, kabasoreka, and in that language, in that moment, God will give me the interpretation. Oftentimes, individuals come up here and we, karabusha serebriaka, and as the word is going forth, the vision will come, or the vision will come and the language will come forth with the interpretation. Amen? So just put it on your spirit. It has nothing to do with the service tonight. Anyway, praise God. All right. Tonight, we ask you to consider how Jesus never stepped into doing or saying something without having counsel with God and with the Holy Spirit. We've been hearing God speaking to us for the last 4 or 5 years here. Separate yourself unto me. Have intimacy with me. Get quiet before me so you can hear what I have to say to you. This place of conversation between Abba Father and Jesus. Jesus did nothing without counsel with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, before he came in the form of flesh, he remained, watch this, he remained in constant communion and counsel with Father, with his Father and with the Holy Spirit. And this is for every one of you watching here tonight and those watching online. Please get this in your spirit. This unbreakable bond, this friendship, this relationship, this partnering, this divine connection between the three in one, nothing could ever change it. Nothing could stop it. God's love between the three of them could not be separated. In Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God. Somebody say, God. God who? God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Spirit. In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, Jesus, and the Word Jesus was with God. God who? God the Father, God Holy Spirit, and the Word Jesus was God. They've never been separated. They've always been in communication with each other. All three, always and always, remain divine in their sovereignty and power in heaven and in the earth. Listen to this word tonight. Grab an understanding of your connection between Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit as a son and daughter of the living God. Because God's purpose, his design for us, is to live in the sovereignty. Come on, in the supreme power that he's given us through the life of his Son. We can do that. We should do that. You who are called by God, chosen by God, anointed by God to be the recipients to all that his eternal word has to offer you. It's the promise. It's the pledge. It's the supernatural vow of commitment between the three then passed down to you as his sons and daughters. It's offered in the logos, a written word. And it's offered through a rhema word, a spoken word, through prophecy, words of knowledge, even given in a dream or in a vision, all prophetic, all divine, all supreme from the Father of glory himself. Oh, saints, come on, hear this word tonight. Hear this. There is a move of God. And I know we hear these cliches and these sentences going out to the body of Christ. But please hear this. We're not tagging on to that. We're tagging on to this tonight, what the Father gave me today. There is a move of God. A change, a tactic, a strategy in the affairs of heaven now manifesting, showing itself plainly, active in the earth. Revealing kingdom purpose for kingdom living. And one of those strategies is the instilling the righteousness of God in the life of a believer. Can I get a witness in the house tonight? And I firmly believe, this is Brother Michael, I firmly believe we are a generation that is witnessing the fulfillment of prophetic words coming to pass. They're coming to pass. With all the activity in the earth, in the nations, and in their governments, the fulfillment of God's word now showing itself plainly based on the prophetic word of Habakkuk 2:14, for the earth shall be filled. I got to do the dance. Oh, my God. With the glory of the Lord. Come on. Just like the waters cover the sea. Cerebrubabasika. You decide. Beloved, hear your brother in the faith tonight. A harvest of souls are coming into the kingdom of God. Laborers are in the fields, actively declaring salvation, healing, deliverance to those who have an ear to hear and a hear and a heart to receive. The echoes of word of God's word passing through the quarters of time. The precept with the command for consecration, separating yourselves to be alone with God. Those calls to sessions of intimacy for counsel with Abba, Father, Jesus, your Savior, Holy Spirit, your Comforter, taking you line upon line. Saints, your born-again experience entitles you to become the recipient, heirs, beneficiaries of all that God's Word has to offer you. The same exact unbreakable bond, friendship, relationship between Father God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit has been given to you. That bond is unbreakable. No matter how hard you try to resist that and break it, God won't allow it. The ability to hear God speaking to you, the ability to see what God is instructing to do is in you right now. Waving a red flag here. Listen to this, a red flag to you. Stop allowing the enemy of your life, the rulers of darkness and those spirits of wickedness in high places, hold you captive with excuses from receiving from God what he is asking you to do for him, for his kingdom in the earth and into the lives of humanity. No more excuses, saints. Come on, no more excuses. Don't reason in your mind to justify your actions of not doing what God is asking you to do. Because those excuses will paralyze you. Oh my God, I can't. Those excuses will paralyze you from stepping to the next phase of development, next phase of maturity. God's going to hit us hard tonight. Come on. Are you ready for that? He's going to hit us hard with his love, his compassion, and his mercy. Please hear this. If you confess yourself as a target for the enemy, you will become that target. Testify yourself as a victim, you will remain a victim. And I'm just using myself as an example. I'm not putting the spot. Just hear what I'm saying here. I am what I say I am. I become what I've said I've become. I am a child of the Most High. I'm anointed and appointed by God to lay hands upon the sick that they may recover. I'm chosen by God to set the captives free. I'm a head and not the tail. I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. I am a victor and not a victim because I walk by faith and not by sight. I do prosper and remain in good health even as my soul prospers. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord of hosts, the King of kings and the Lord of heaven and earth. And the list of the promises of God for me and my household go on and on and on and on. And I will make those confessions. I will prophesy over our lives, knowing that the fulfillment of that word will sustain us, will hold us, and release us from anything the enemy would try to put us captive to. So the question tonight is, what are your decrees? What are you confessing as a child of your living God? As a brother in the faith of Jesus, I dare you. I'm going to go back to my childhood days. I double dare you to declare, to testify, to announce every day and throughout your day that you are God's chosen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
You are God's beloved. You are anointed by God to heal the broken heart and to set every captive free. Bury this deep in your spirit tonight, saints. You are not a target for the wiles, the schemes, and the tactics of your enemies. Declare you are not a victim, but a victor. Declare, even prophesy into your lives that the promises of God to him and to you are yes and amen. Walk in the fullness of God's word and his promises given to you when you declare them as his covering over your lives. I've been sending out text messages to the team, reminding them to pray Psalms 91 over their lives every morning. Let that word come out of your mouth. Let that declaration be upon you, upon your household. Let that declaration be upon your finances, upon your health, upon your children, your children's children, and God will fulfill it. God will not fail you in that word. Revisit his word in Isaiah 55:11. And let it be a continual reminder to you and for you, with the understanding that they are his words. His words. Somebody say his words. His words spoken to you, for you, and to be spoken through you. Guys, let's go to the screen. We're going to read from the Amplified, and then we're going to hit on the Message Bible. The Message Translation. This is God speaking through the mouth of his servant Isaiah. And although it was spoken then in his time, it is now for us. It's the same word. It has the same sovereignty or supreme power in it. Hear what God is saying. That when he asks you to speak his word into your life, this is what will happen. Is somebody here with me?
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
This is what will happen. He says, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, useless, without results, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which it is sent. So when God has you speak his word out of your mouth, it will do exactly what God intends it to do. So many times, every service here Sunday afternoon and Monday night, the prophecies that are released through these lips of clay and through the other ministers of this house. Please get this deep in your spirit. It's not our words. It's God's word. It's God's heart to you from him through these lips of clay. And it's with every intention that God would speak those words into your life, targeting those things, even what you think is hidden before God are not hidden, to build you up in your most holy faith. That the sovereignty, the supreme power of God in that word will do exactly what he speaks it to do. The deliverances that come in the services here on Sunday afternoon and Monday nights because of a spoken word. Captives being set free. Deliverance is taking place. Healings manifesting. Because that's the word of God. That's the sovereignty. That's the supreme power of God's word. In Isaiah 55:11, the translation in the message is this. God saying, it says, I don't think the way you think. This is God speaking. The way you work isn't the way I work. For as the sky soars high above the earth, so the ways I work surpass the ways that you work. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Just as rain and snow descends from the skies and don't go back until they water the earth, doing their work and making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry. Come on, saints. Come on, come on. So will the words that come out of my mouth not come back unto me empty-handed. They'll do the work I send them to do. And they will complete, watch this, they will complete the assignment that I give them. God's words spoken to you are his assignments. Come on. It's the precepts. It's the concepts of his word. God initiating this line upon line, command upon command, a sign for your lives. Revisit the prophetic utterances, saints. The prophetic utterances, God's word that he spoke. Hear this. Attend to this word tonight. In the same way on Isaiah 55:11, a weapon formed against you will not prosper. See this in this portion of scripture. This is the sovereignty of God's word. This is the authority God has given you as a son and daughter of his. Amen. Watch this. Hear this. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And to every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you will condemn.
Amen. Amen.
Declare unfit to pass sentence on. Be selective. Use the wisdom of God that is given you to only speak what he's asking you to speak. Stop. Get out of the outer courts. Come into the inner courts. Leave that outer court stuff in the outer courts. Don't get caught up in the gossip. Don't get caught up in the slander. Don't get caught up in the things that you hear people saying about God's anointed. Don't get caught up in it. If you do, just leave it at that. Don't get caught up in it. The Bible says, touch not my anointed. And he's very, very serious. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Who is he talking about? God's saying, don't touch my Holy Spirit. And then don't do my prophets no harm. Don't speak against my prophets, God's saying. So tonight we're going to ask you to fasten your seatbelts. And we're going to release this prophecy into your lives tonight. Those of you joining us online, y'all are being so patient with Brother Michael tonight. But see, I'm teamed up, man. I'm teamed up with the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. It is with every intention of mine for you, my beloved, to flourish in the abundance, the wealth and riches of my word. Shake off as to rebuke with a sharp disapproval, a reprimand to anything and everything that is in contradiction, in opposition to my word for your lives. And I'm going to stop right now, and I'm not boasting. I'm just telling you, there's a stirring up right now. The spirit of prophecy is in the house. And for those of you who are willing to wait and get in line, God's going to talk to you tonight. Do not allow the circumstances or situations that are present in your lives dictate to give orders to their outcome. Use the authority I have given you to redirect their outcome with the results of heaven's intervention to multiply provisions of wealth and prosperity. What I have done in you and through you is the result of your time alone with me, where the exchange of a lie for my truth came. From seeking my kingdom first, resulting in provisions meeting your every need. Do not allow the enemy to underestimate the power and authority I have given you to do what my word instructs you to do. As one of my chosen, one called to be a disciple of my son Jesus, use the characteristics of discipline, self-control, the fruit of my spirit, and it will power to gain access, to retrieve the use of my word to complete every assignment placed in your hands. To every deterrent, every restraint, every hindrance that stands in your way, put your shoulder to the plow. Sow seeds that need to be sowed. Seeds of righteousness. Seeds of holiness to run this race that I have set before you. Allow your face to be as a flint and do not shrink back from this high call of mine. As you do, oh my God. As you do, I will increase my anointing in you and place a greater covering of my anointing on you, giving you the endurance, the stamina to run this race, to work out your own salvation successfully, says the Spirit of Truth. I'm preaching myself happy tonight. So here's the question. Do you believe? And will you acknowledge that this prophecy that we just spoke, that this prophecy will go forth and accomplish what it has been sent to do? Do you believe that tonight? Guys, let's go to the screen and open up John 5:19-20. And so you'll see in the beginning of this chapter, Jesus is now with the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and he's just in their face. And he's telling them his equality with God. And they are madder. They are more angry than a hornet stuck in a pickle jar. They're outraged at what he's saying because they didn't understand who he was and what he came to do. And so in verse 18, it says, "And this made the Jews more determined than ever to kill him. For not only was he breaking the Sabbath from their viewpoint, but he was also calling God his own father, making himself equal with God." Verse 19, "So Jesus answered them by saying, 'I assure you, and most solemnly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, of his own accord, unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever things the Father does, the Son in his turn also does it in the same way." In the same way. "For the Father dearly loves the Son and shows him everything that he has, that he himself is doing. And the Father will show him greater works than these, so that you will be filled with wonder." As a believer, you are to seek first God's kingdom, to hunt, to chase after, to search for it eagerly. And then to seek a deeper relationship with God, to seek a greater understanding of God's will for your lives. It's the believer's pursuit, striving towards actively engaging with the Holy Spirit, to seek God's wisdom for direction, asking God. Come on, hear this. Asking God for more Christ-like character. Asking God for a stronger activity with faith. Ask God for a greater sense of purpose. Ask God for more peace and joy in your lives. To ask God for more power to resist temptation and overcome sin. To ask God for greater wisdom and insight. And for anything else you know to be an increase in your life. Here is one of the precepts, the commands from God. Matthew 6:33. But first, somebody say first. But first and most importantly, seek, aim, strive at, or aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and the character of God. Yesterday's message was all about prostrating ourselves before God and having a posture and attitude of what God is asking us to do. And all these things will be given unto you. Saints, seek, hunt eagerly for God's kingdom. To make the love of God in you a priority over your own survival. And this is found in the four Gospels, in the life and the teachings of Jesus. This is also found in the book of Acts, as Jesus' disciples were compelled by love in their giving by living the way Jesus taught them. Bill and Michael, how do we seek God's kingdom? And for some of you, this may seem elementary. To others, it's revelation, understanding by the Holy Spirit for the first time. It's a direction to gain more from God and from his word. So how do we seek God's kingdom? Prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 challenges us to pray continually. Read your Bible. Worship. Repentance, Bible verse memorization, praise, thanksgiving, and to the righteousness of God, doing right in all places, every circumstance, every situation, and all conversations. Saints, this release tonight, the kingdom of heaven, line upon line. These are the precepts, the commands of God for those who choose them. And this is how the kingdom of God will be formed in the life of every believer in Christ Jesus. It's precept upon precept. line upon line, precept upon precept, command upon command. Look at this walk. Precept upon precept, command upon command, line upon line, every day advancing you. Come on, advancing you with kingdom purpose and for kingdom living. The Bible teaches that a little today and a little tomorrow. God has prophesied and spoken through this ministry in the last 3 years that God has released an activation for an acceleration of development in the lives of his people. And then as we continue to go before him, come on, that acceleration will have its way. It draws you closer to more, draws you closer to want more from God. And then with the expectancy to receive from God what he's asking or what he's providing you for, what you ask from him. This is kingdom purpose, saints. This is kingdom life. We follow the process of that in the life of Jesus. And then the same parallel work of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts on the early church. As God freely gave, they gave freely. So tonight, this word here, there's more, but I know to bring it to a closer. All the resources we need in taking and receiving what his kingdom has to offer in this precept upon precept, line upon line, is all available to us every day. And this is one of the things, and I'll just tell you, it's one of these things that took place is, you know, I'm being transparent here. There's some things that are going on, still going on in my life. Let me put it this way. I went to God and said, Lord, help me with this. And lo and behold, he started to help me with it. And then when he helped me, was wanting to help me with it, I didn't want to do it. Simple as that. I didn't want to do it. And then it was today, I stepped into it. I decided it's better that I do it and not do it and suffer the consequences. And the moment that I stepped into it, I felt the agape of God come upon me. So much so that I broke down and I began to weep. Not because I did it, it's because God was faithful in helping me do it. Amen. And so today we're just going to close this here, this portion of the service. There's about four more pages there, but I just know in my spirit we're going to put a stop to it. Maybe we'll have part two in this. So Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for the excellence of your word upon this house and upon these people. And Father, I ask that every word that has proceeded from your throne room of glory, from your heart to these lips of clay, will be symbolic of seeds planted into our soul. Wow, I already see it. And those seeds germinating to produce the fruit of its kind in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for this time. And Lord, this is we're intermission. Praise the Lord. We're on an intermission right now. Ma prasosa, as we step into this next process of speaking your word in the lives of your people. So, and all of God's people say, amen, amen and amen.